Hello and welcome to Stream It. This week we're going to be going over Pluto TV and my streaming of Buckaroo Banzai. It's one of my favorite movies that I can remember from when I was a kid, and then when I saw it was available on Pluto TV, I knew I just had to stream it. So that is what this week's episode is about. So stay tuned, sit tight, and we're going to have a great episode here reminiscing about Buckaroo Banzai. Okay, so Buckaroo Banzai, if you don't know it, is about this guy who has multiple jobs. He's a scientist, he's a musician, he's got a comic book. It's basically what doesn't this guy do? And it's one of my favorite movies. It's one that I can remember the first time I watched it. I was at my aunt and uncle's in their living room. And it was just a great overall campy movie to watch. I can't say enough about it. The main cast are like people that you're probably going to forget quite easily, but the subcast, the side characters, you have John Lithgow and Jeff Goldblum in it. You have people who go on to make great movies in the late 80s or early 90s that are really recognizable. And so for that reason, it seemed like a great movie to start out with. One thing I will say about Pluto TV is the commercial breaks are fairly easy to figure out. It's about every 20 minutes in the movie, you're getting a commercial break, and that commercial break is going to be about 7 to 10 minutes long. And the commercials are going to be the same commercials every time, which is nice because, you know, if you're like me, you kind of like watching commercials. After you watch the first set, you don't need to watch them anymore. You can go off and do other things while the commercials are running. But if you don't like commercials, this is definitely not going to be the streaming platform for you for watching movies, because there are definitely going to be commercials as you're watching these movies. Alright, so back to Buckaroo Banzai. It's a great movie. If you don't know it, if you haven't seen it, you really should take a pass at it. It's campy, it's funny, and it really hits home on all the key points that make a great sci-fi movie. So, you know, when you think of those classic sci-fi movies, Star Trek, Star Wars, any of that kind of stuff, you know, the key features to those are going to be, you know, use of computer technology, use of maybe looking into the future, what technology can be like. And that's what makes Buckaroo Banzai, in my opinion, a cult classic and a great science fiction fantasy movie. Is it's going into depth into all that, is showing like what we now take for granted in terms of using the internet, in terms of using video conferencing, all this stuff that we kind of go, oh, that's happening now, is happening in this movie. You can walk away from it and go, the script is really cheesy. I can't believe that this ever got made. But there's a reason why they thought they might make a second one, and they're advertising that at the end, is because it was so forward-thinking that you could see it being another Indiana Jones, another Star Trek, another Star Wars, another, you name it in that sci-fi fantasy genre that was coming out in the 70s and 80s. You could see this possibly having that effect. And it just didn't catch on until, years after it hit the theater. And so a second one was never able to be made. Which, I kind of think is one of the, if I was going to look at things and going on with the pandemic and COVID and all that, to me, this would be a great movie to do a reboot of, or even to get the original cast and have them come back together and go, you know what, it's 40 years later and Buckaroo Banzai is doing this. Because they have worked in all this stuff into it that you kind that creates its own universe. Like there was a comic book, there was, you know, you could tell that he was a popular image that they were planning on making more of, and to kind of maybe embrace that during this time where we're looking for new, innovative things to do would be a great thing to do, in my opinion. So if you haven't seen Buckaroo Banzai, I really recommend that you do put it on your bucket list, and it is available on Pluto TV. So that leads me into our next segment, which is viewing and streaming on Pluto TV, and we're going to just take a quick little sponsor break here and be right back. All right, and welcome back. And so we're going to go over a little bit about Pluto TV and how that works, and if it's a format that you would enjoy using to stream movies and TV shows and all of that stuff. Okay, so Pluto TV is a free service that you're going to be downloading. Is available on Roku, Amazon Fire TV. I'm pretty sure Apple TV has it as well. It gives you both what they call live streaming channels and on demand. The live streaming has a whole bunch of set. This is what you're going to watch. You can tune in just like you would on your TV. And they have some great classics with Doctor Who, a Star Trek channel, and some other, if you're really into science fiction, which is why I kind of was like, I'll go into this platform and see what science fiction, fantasy movies they have, and came across that they had Buckaroo Banzai. When you go to the on-demand, because it is a free service, they are throwing in commercials during your viewing of your movie. At least with Buckaroo Banzai, you know, it was pretty well spaced out. About every half hour, you were getting a commercial, and the commercial lasted for about 8 to 10 minutes. The positive part was, is at least for me, I'm not sure if this will be for everybody, it was the same commercials every time. So if you're like me and I kind of like watching commercials, I don't know why, I just do. Once you see the first set, you can kind of walk away after that and get some stuff done, and then tune back in when the movie comes back on. The downfall is that it is, you know, commercials during it, so it's going to be like, you know, when we used to watch movies on USA or, you know, that kind of stuff. There's no way to fast forward through them, even though they say it's on demand, and so, you know, you're going to have to sit through those commercials in order to watch the movie. And you know, a movie like Buckaroo Banzai, it doesn't take a lot away from it because it's a funny, campy movie that you can sit through and have commercials. But I can see some movies where this might be a problem and you might not enjoy the movie as much because you have those commercial breaks that pop in. I will say, at least for this, they seem to do a good job of putting in a commercial break where you would expect to see one if you have been watching it on TV. It's a good breakaway. You can tell that it's planned correctly and that kind of stuff as it's happening, which is very nice. So that is Pluto TV in a nutshell. I'm sure as I watch more shows and more TV shows on there, I might come away with some more comments and that kind of stuff, but this is sort of like my introduction into doing all this streaming and really getting into it. And so as I, start doing more watching and that kind of stuff, things will come up, and I'm sure I'll comment more on all of these platforms and the movies I'm watching and that kind of stuff. So that's what's going on. If you're just discovering me for the first time, this is Emilio Taylor. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TaylorM84. That's Taylor, TaylorEM, and then 84 for both of those. You can tweet me or message me on either one of those and let me know your thoughts. I also broadcast this from Anchor, which you heard earlier. I was advertising if you want to do your own to come here. And the nice thing about this platform is it does give me a way to have you leave me messages, either voice messages or text messages and that kind of stuff. So feel free to visit Anchor and leave me messages that way. And tell me your thoughts. Have you watched Bunker Room Outside? Do you like it? Tell me what your thoughts are on Pluto TV if you've used it more than I have. All right, and until next time, stay safe, watch TV, stream it, and let's hope we can all get through this COVID pandemic in one piece. And send I'm a person of spirituality, send some thoughts and prayers to people who might need it. So until next time, stay safe.